Okay, so welcome to this very short retreat. It's going to be, as you know, it's going to be, the emphasis is going to be on the suttas on this retreat. That doesn't mean it's just going to be like an intellectual retreat. It means there's going to be still be a mixture of meditation and suttas, so to get a bit of both. And that is an important principle in Buddhism, that when we, the point of reading the suttas, it is not actually a point in itself. You don't just read the suttas because it feels, because it is just the thing you're supposed to do as a Buddhist. You read it mainly because it is a support for meditation practice. So the idea is that as you progress on this meditation retreat, if you can find some support in those suttas, you can find some kind of inspiration there, some kind of certain things which lead your mind to become more peaceful and more, maybe more, even have more insight maybe. That is how you're supposed to use these suttas to support the meditation practice. And there's these two aspects to reading the suttas that I always like. And one aspect is the intellectual aspect. You actually read the suttas because you want to understand what's in there. And that is, of course, very important. It's like, sometimes I liken this to a jigsaw puzzle. The suttas can be seem quite complex on the surface. There's all these different categories of spiritual factors and spiritual faculties and Four Noble Truths and 12 factors of dependent origination and 7 bhojangas and all these kind of things. But the point is that the more you understand the suttas, the broader your overview of what's going on, the more you see how all of these factors fit together into one big jigsaw puzzle. And the wonderful thing about that, and I certainly found that very useful for myself, that then you understand why you're supposed to do all these things that we do in Buddhism. Why should you be generous? Well, the reason is because it helps you purify yourself. You get a more pure mind. You get it becomes more ready for meditation practice. And the same thing with virtue. Again, it purifies you. You become more ready for meditation practice. And you get all the factors and you see how they all fit together nicely into this jigsaw puzzle. And you can understand how it actually moves you forward on the Buddhist path. This is the one aspect of reading the suttas, the understanding aspect. But another aspect, which maybe is even more important, is the inspiration aspect of reading the suttas. You read the word of the Buddha and suddenly recognize that, wow, there's something very profound, something very beautiful here, and it touches your heart, and you feel lifted up. And then when you sit down to meditate, you find that you go so much deeper because your mind is ready. The hindrances disappear when you get inspired by reading the suttas. And this is perhaps even more important. Both of these things are important, but they have like a different sequence. The understanding comes first often, and then when the understanding is in place, then you can use the continuous reading just to inspire yourself and feel a sense of uplift when you do these things. But before we get into the actual suttas, I want to give just a very brief instruction on meditation practice, because I understand that some of the people who are here haven't done much meditation before, so I want to do a little bit of instruction on meditation practice first of all. There's very basic things, and I will do some guided meditation afterwards, and then just to get you started on this retreat. And remember that this retreat is very short. It only lasts till about midday Sunday, so you only have about 36 hours or something. It's not very long here. So it's good to obviously use this time well. So just a few basic principles of meditation. The first basic principle is to make sure that you enjoy yourself while you're here. Don't make meditation into a chore. Don't make it into something painful. Don't make your mind stressed out and tense because you're trying too hard. Make sure that you come here and you enjoy what you're doing. I think it's better if you sleep all day and don't have any stress in the meditation rather than stressing out while you're here. So it's better to try to avoid this kind of stress which certain people find when they meditate too much. I remember very well when I went to Singapore a few years ago, and there was a man who told me that he had been on a meditation retreat, and it was so terrible, it was so awful, he said, that he would never, ever want to go on a meditation retreat for the rest of his life. And I asked him what the problem was, and he said he got so tense and so stressed out, because it was very tough for him, basically. And I tried to convince him that not all meditation retreats are as tough and so stressful as this one, But it was very hard to convince him. He had sort of had this one experience in his life, which pretty much destroyed meditation for the future. So make sure you don't fall into that camp where you find out after one weekend here, you never ever want to see a Buddhist person again for the rest of your life. You never want to sit down on a cushion. You never want to do any more of this kind of practice because it's just too painful and too difficult for you. So that is the first one. Make sure that you enjoy yourself. If you sometimes think that you indulge a little bit too much, I think that's okay. And that brings me to the second principle of meditation practice. And that is, remember that what this is all about. This is a middle way practice. And it's through practicing that middle way that you usually gain results. Now, what does it mean? What do we actually mean by middle way in this respect right here? Now, middle way means, first of all, not to exert yourself so much that you feel pain, you feel discomfort, you feel ill at ease. If you feel ill at ease, it's not going to work. And that is what is called the Atta Kilamatanu Yoga, the practice, the pursuit of the tiring of oneself, whereby you just feel tired and you feel exhausted and you can't really get it together because the body is painful. When the body is painful and the mind is tense, then there is an interest in that body. The mind goes to the body. The mind doesn't want to have pain in the body. So as long as there's pain in the body, the mind is actually interested in the body because it wants to overcome the pain, overcome the discomfort. And as long as the mind is interested in the body, you cannot really gain deep meditation. You cannot make enough progress in the meditation practice. At the other side of this middle path, the other problem, is where you indulge too much. Because if you indulge too much, if all you do is just, you know, eat and sleep and watch good movies and just have a good time all the time, indulging yourself too much, then again, the mind has an interest in the body because it gains pleasure through the body. So either way, if there's too much indulgence, if there's too much discomfort, in either of those two cases, you find that the mind goes out into the world, out into the body, and takes an interest there. But the middle way, then, is the way where the body is neither indulge, neither find too much pleasure in the body, nor do you find pain in the body. And then it is actually possible to let go of this body altogether, and then you can get into states of samadhi and peace. So this is what the middle way is about. So you can use this middle way metaphor in your practice. Think about this one, and then you can sort of guide yourself towards what is the right amount of, how to know when you need a little bit of an extra rest and when you actually should put forth extra effort by just using this metaphor of the middle way. Now, another interesting and very useful way of looking at meditation practice, and this is to remember not to use too much willpower in your meditation. It is so easy when things don't go quite right, which is can be quite often actually in meditation, don't go quite right. And you start to use the power of your mind to try to force away the problems in meditation. You use the power to stop those stupid thoughts. Use the power of the mind to try to wake yourself up because you're feeling slothful. Use the power of the mind to overcome this and to stop that. And what you find very often when you do that is that you feel even more tired, or you feel even more, you think even more, because it is this willpower is the thing which drives the thinking process in the first place. It's the willpower, too much used, which makes you tired in the first place. But remember, the point of this is that these things which occur in your mind, whether it's tiredness, whether it's upset, whether it's desire, whatever it is, these are natural phenomena. They occur in the mind because of causes. And you cannot just use willpower to overcome these things. Causes, they happen because of causes. So the only way that you can overcome these things is to understand the nature of these things. And by understanding the nature, then you can actually move in the opposite direction. And one of the most important understandings of this nature is to understand that if you are patient, if you don't use your willpower, then things tend to calm down all by themselves. And this is like one of the laws of the mind. Take away the willpower, take away the doer inside, and things tend to calm down. There are other things you can do as well, but this is like one of the main, most important things. Remember that the mind is a natural process. There is no self. There is nothing you can do to force it to be this way or force it to be that way. And when you remember that it's a law of nature, then you just use those law of nature to your advantage, to allow things to calm down. So patience is, for that reason, is a very, very important aspect of this meditation. And if you are patient, you will tend to find that you become more peaceful, you become more at ease, and then you start to find those beautiful states that you are here, the purpose of which you are here in the first place. So try some of these things on your during your practice. Think in this way and see if you can find a sense of satisfaction and peace and ease while you are here. Is there any practical issues that need to be sorted out before we do the guided meditation? Everybody is happy, contented, got a nice room and everything? Yeah, no problems? Okay. Maybe just a couple of brief suggestions. There is a box, I believe, somewhere. If you want to write down questions at any time, you can write them down and you can put them in the box. Is there a box out there down there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just before you enter the hall.
Just before you enter the hall, on the table or something, is it? Yeah. So it's out there. So if you prefer to write your questions down, you can do that. And I will do that probably tomorrow evening. I will go through those questions which are there. The second thing I suggest, it's going to be a retreat, so it's, of course, great to be silent. It's only 1.5 days. It's not a very long period. And I would suggest that for the meditation practice in this hall, I would suggest people come here and leave either on the hour or on the half hour. And then you can sort of have a maximum silence and quiet in this hall. If people come and go too much, it can sometimes be a bit disturbing for those who are keen meditators. So that is the two suggestions I would make. And then you can try to enjoy yourself within those parameters. Okay, so let's do a little bit of meditation together here. Okay, so just get started by sitting nicely and comfortably. It's going to be about half an hour, so it's not too long. Make sure you sit nice and comfortable. Close your eyes and just feel your body for a few minutes before you start off. And now you have a chance to adjust yourself if you need to. Make sure you have a nice position. And if you feel any kind of tension in the body anywhere, this is the time to let go of that tension. Take a few deep breaths if you have to, and allow the tension, whether it's the stomach, the shoulders, face, whatever it is in the body, allow all the tension just to dissipate by breathing deeply. Any tension that you have in the body, it comes about because the mind is manipulating and controlling and trying to order the body this way and that way. So now is the time just to allow the body to be here, completely sitting there by itself, peaceful and nice. Put it to one side there, and just allow it to be the way it is. As you gradually become more peaceful, the exact same technique also applies to the mind. It is when you withdraw that will, when you withdraw whatever pushing and pulling around you, inside of you, that you start to feel peaceful. So just accept things the way they are right now. And the more powerful that acceptance is, the more powerful the peace becomes inside. So don't search for anything, don't ask for anything. Don't want things to be this way, that way. Allow things to be, and then peace arises all by itself. Don't have any expectations. Don't think that you're going to get peaceful. Don't look for the peace. Never look for anything at all. Never desire anything. Never search for anything. Just allow things to be, and allow the peace to rise all by itself. Just very gently place your attention on that peace. Make sure you experience the peace. Look at it, feel what it feels like. And see the beauty, see how delicious feeling that peace actually is. And as you focus on it in that way, allow it to expand inside of you until gradually, stage by stage, it takes over your entire mental space. Now you can use that little bit of peace, a little bit of tranquility you have gained. Use that focusing on a particular meditation object. So now try to focus on all the people around you, and remind yourself that all these people who are here, they are good people, practicing people, try to do something good in the world, try to purify themselves, people who practice virtue, generosity, kindness, and purity in their lives. And just allow that sense of the goodness of the people around you to build up inside of you. Then from your heart, wish all these people, wish them happiness. May you all be free of suffering. May you find true happiness in the world. May you get rid of all these bothersome problems that we all have from time to time. May you find a sense of peace, tranquility and contentment in your life. Everyone in this room, each one of you. Take your intention of goodwill, bring it across the road, over to the monastery, to all the monks and all the lay people practicing in the monastery at Bodhinyana, everybody there trying to be good people, doing what is good in the world, trying to help themselves and others. May they also be happy. May they be free of troubles and difficulties. May they find that peace and contentment that everyone in this world is searching for. Allow your attention to go out into the bush around here. All the various animals living out there. Almost all of them always living in fear, living in problems, living with difficulties. Being so vulnerable in the bush. It is so hard with life sometimes. May all these animals also find some sort of happiness and security. Some sort of peace and tranquility in their lives. May they also be free of suffering. allow your intention of goodwill to spread outwards and outwards, to include all the farms in this area, all the local villages in Serpentine and Byford and Mandijonga, all the people around here. And just go outwards until you include all of Perth, all the people in this large city, including the nuns in the nuns' monastery, all the people at Novamara this evening, and bring them all inside, all from your heart. Wish them all happiness, well-being, freedom from suffering. This thing which is so hard to find in the world, and yet which everybody is searching for. Last of all, bring the attention back to yourself and remind yourself that you also, I also deserve to be happy. I may not be perfect, but I live a good life. I practice to the best of my abilities. May I also find that happiness, that peace, that contentment that I also desire in this life. May I also be free of suffering. Okay, so that's the end of the meditation. So please come out and sit comfortably. Okay, so that's just to get you started on this retreat. So, of course, you can meditate exactly how you like. There's just some basic instructions to get you started to make sure you enjoy your meditation to the maximum. So I will be giving similar kind of instructions pretty much every day over these 3 days. There won't be much, I won't be doing anything much different from what I've done this evening.